I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The U.S. House approved a resolution to reopen the federal government. It comes after a shutdown due to failed negotiations over DACA, a program that protects undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Illinois' 17th District Representative Sherry Bustos explained why she voted yes for the deal.
I'm voting for this because it's a vote for more time to negotiate a longer-term budget. It is really a yes vote, gives us a reset to all of this, and it reopens the government while we negotiate.
Bustos hopes a reopened government can lead to bipartisan negotiations over DACA, and she hopes future spending bills are not limited to a few weeks at a time. In other news, people gathered in Springfield to rally over the weekend, but the conversation about women's rights remains front and center. Rachel Otwell has more.
This is the second year protesters gathered across the country with a focus on women. They call themselves the Resistance, in reference to resisting policies prioritized by the Trump administration. In Springfield, the crowd included men and women from around the state and of all ages.
My name is Amy Southwell. I am 9 years old. I want to inspire other little girls to know that they can do anything.
Speakers presented near the Abraham Lincoln statue in the shadow of the State House. Comptroller Susana Mendoza gave the keynote address.
We must march to the polls together. Grab a friend. Grab them by the policy. Take back our state in 2018.
The push to vote in 2018 was a common refrain. It included many calls to unseat current governor Bruce Rauner and to support Democratic candidates. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Officials say preliminary test results show the possible presence of Legionella bacteria in the Illinois Capitol Complex's hot water system. The State Journal Register reports officials say they're not aware of any reports of Legionnaires' disease related to the water system. Experts at the State Department of Public Health say the complex is safe for state employees to work. More test results are expected in about 14 days. And Governor Bruce Rauner wants to reverse last year's income tax increase in a step-down process over several years. I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Illinois News on your NPR News station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's no secret Southern Illinois University Carbondale has been struggling financially and with lower enrollments. Now the Shawnee Green Party is hosting a community conversation on the university's future. Party Chair Rich Whitney says it's an important discussion because not only is SIU an economic engine for this region, but also a world-renowned institution of higher learning.
We want to make sure that in these very challenging fiscal times that we hear all of the ideas about how to meet that challenge and hopefully get to a place where SIU is thriving again.
Whitney says the conversation this evening will feature SIU educators and the business community. He says there's also a time for public comment.
Especially the people that have lived here for years and seen changes at the university. They may also have some good ideas about what worked in the past and what might work better in the future.
The community conversation on SIU's future is this evening from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Varsity Center for the Arts in Carbondale. Illinois nonprofits will have the chance this week to collaborate and learn from each other at the Southern Illinois Nonprofit Symposium. It's coming up tomorrow at John A. Logan College. Illinois Partners for Human Service is an advocacy group for more than 800 nonprofit human and health service providers. They're hosting the event. All human service organizations are invited to attend. Organizers say they hope to develop new collaborations.